This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Scientists in San Francisco have found a gene that they think plays a role in making people susceptible to cancer. It's thought that this could be the first of perhaps 24 genes that together may be responsible for half of all cancers. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
The genes we inherit affect whether or not we get cancer. Cancer researchers like Alan Balmain are sure of that. But that's just the start.
The vast majority of the genetic component, the genetic variants that make one individual susceptible and the other one resistant, just have not been identified.
Balmain wants to find those genes. He says there are several ways to go about it.
One is you just take a guess. So we now know that there are 30,000 or so genes in the genome. You stick a pin in the list or you make an educated guess, and then you look for various forms of that gene that exist in the human population, and you try to look for an association between each genetic variant and cancer susceptibility.
Genes involved in cancer have been found this way, but it's hardly efficient. So Balmain and his colleagues at the University of California, San Francisco Comprehensive Cancer Center tried something different. First, they found a strain of mice that appeared to be genetically resistant to cancer.
So these are the mouse equivalent of humans who maybe smoked two or three packs of cigarettes all their lives and live to the ripe old age of 90 and don't get lung cancer. You know, there are genetically resistant humans, so in spite of strong environmental exposure, they don't get cancer. These mice are the equivalent of those kinds of humans. They can swim around in carcinogens, and they just basically do not get cancer.
Then he bred those mice with other strains that were highly susceptible to cancer and kept track of the genes baby mice got from each parent. A particular form of a gene called Aurora 2 kept turning up whenever mice developed certain tumors. It's a gene that helps make sure each cell gets the right number of chromosomes. So Aurora 2 appears to have something to do with cancer. A paper describing the work appears in the online edition of the journal Nature Genetics. Finding this gene isn't just important for mice.
The key part of that paper was a demonstration that this gene is also altered in the corresponding cancers in humans.
Joe Netto is a geneticist at Case Western Reserve University School of Medicine in Cleveland.
Clues from the mouse tell human geneticists where to look first, and very, very often that those predictions hold up.
In other words, the more you know about mouse genes, the easier it is to find the corresponding genes in humans. If you do inherit the cancer-related form of the Aurora 2 gene, that's no guarantee that you will get cancer. Far from it. Netto says it's probably one of 20 or 30 genes that together do make us more or less likely to get cancer. Once, to find those genes would have been a Herculean task. But now, the Human Genome Project and the Mouse Genome Project are finished. That means scientists can locate a particular gene sequence in either animal with ease. And Netto says new analytical techniques are becoming available all the time.
We can get at complex diseases in ways that a few years ago would have seemed completely impossible. And given the pace of research, there's no reason to think that we're slowing down. And if we think we've accomplished a lot in the last 10, 20 years, it's going to be breathtaking what will happen over the next 10, 20.
And with luck, that research will not only show who is likely to get cancer, but how to prevent cancer in the first place. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.